Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on a female named Keisha, K-E-E-S-H-A, Simmons, S-I-M-M-O-N-S. As per the records provided, Keisha's symptoms, Simmons was seen at the emergency room on 7/27/22. Period. She was in a work vehicle that was hit from behind. Period. She saw the person coming, and she was standing on the steps outside the vehicle. Period. She was trying to hold on as best she could and ended up injuring the left arm from the impact. Period. She did not fall. As well as the left arm, period, arm and wrist, period, she is neurovascularly intact, period, she was she underwent x-rays of the left shoulder and humerus that showed no acute findings. Period. X-rays of the elbow demonstrated no acute findings. Period. She was then treated and released on naproxen. Period. New paragraph. She was then seen by Dr. Chen, C-H-E-N, on 8/4/22 for left elbow pain. Period. She started on 7/27/22 after a mechanical trauma at work. Period. She was hit with a, quote, truck, period, end quote. She went to the ER immediately where she had x-rays done and was told it is a muscle contusion and was discharged on naproxen. Period. On this occasion, she was unable to flex or extend her elbow. Period. Left shoulder movement was also significantly impaired due to pain. Period. Dr. Chen rendered a diagnosis of left elbow pain for which he ordered an MRI. Period. MRI of the left elbow was done on 8/10/22 to be inserted here. Period. She followed up with Dr. Chen on 8/11/22 to review the results. Period. He wrote the MRI showed hemarthrosis and fracture could not be ruled out. Period. She was taking Mobic and was prescribed physical therapy. Period. She saw Dr. Chen again on 8/25/22. Period. On 8/25/22, she underwent an initial physical therapy evaluation. Period. New paragraph on 9/12/22, she was seen by Dr. Kasim, K-A-S-I-M, who diagnosed left elbow severe bruise and non-displaced fracture. There was some stiffness to full extension, but rotation was improved. Period. He wanted her to continue therapy and wear the sling, but only intermittently. Period. She followed up with Dr. Kasim over the next several months, running through 10/23/23. Period. At that time, she still had some pain that was intermittent. Period. She was back to full-time at work. Period. She was exercising the elbow and doing modalities. Period. Motion was better, and she continued to have some pain medially. Period. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. She does have some pain, but she can work herself through this. Period. She would remain at full duty at work. Period. On the visit of 9/11/23, his diagnoses were left elbow strain and left elbow weakness. Period. New paragraph on 10/24/22. The claimant was evaluated by Dr. German, G-E-H-R-M-A-N-N. Period, he noted a course of treatment to date. Period. He